Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China saying a small earthquake has hit near North Korea's nuclear test site, but it was not a nuclear test. Meantime, China announced it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with UN sanctions. That story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year, effective October 1st. It said sales of liquefied natural gas would be banned immediately. Beijing will also ban imports of textiles from North Korea immediately. China accounts for about 90% of North Korea's trade. Such cooperation is critical for Pyongyang, and the most recent sanctions highly increase pressure on the communist country to abandon development of nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
There was some verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly when North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho spoke.
The U.S. policy and nuclear threats have continued for over 70 years, and these have led to the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a touch-and-go point. But in the United Nations, unjustifiable resolutions which illegalize justice as injustice are randomly adopted due to the high-handedness of the U.S.
Ri also called President Trump a mentally deranged person who is on a suicide mission, and after Mr. Trump made similar comments about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. State media saying Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade. It's not clear when and where the test launch took place. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico's governor met with mayors from around the U.S. island territory ravaged earlier in the week by Hurricane Maria. They discussed urgent needs of their communities, some of which are still threatened by a failing dam. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating the river valley below the dam in the island's northwest. Forecasters say Maria's winds are diminishing as it moves away from the Turks and Caicos Islands and southeastern Bahamas. Turkish Parliament has approved a motion extending the mandate for troops in Iraq and Syria. That vote comes after Ankara warned Iraq's Kurdistan region that it would take security and possible military steps against it unless it halts a controversial independence referendum planned for Monday. The story from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Turkey's main opposition united with the government to overwhelmingly pass a motion giving its military a mandate to carry out operations in neighboring Iraq and Syria. The parliament met in an emergency session Saturday, 2 days ahead of an independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds. Ankara strongly opposes the referendum, fearing it could fuel secessionist demands within its own large, restive Kurdish minority. On Saturday, the head of the Iraqi armed forces met with his Turkish counterpart in Turkey's capital, Ankara, for talks on the forthcoming referendum. Baghdad shares Ankara's opposition to the Iraqi Kurdish referendum. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Taliban insurgents have ambushed and assassinated a district police head along with three bodyguards in southern Afghanistan. Meanwhile, there was a separate attack in the southeast, killing five government forces. Mounting political crisis in Spain over Catalonia's campaign for independence has intensified. That story from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
The state prosecutor says both local and national police have been temporarily placed under a single chain of command and will take orders from the Interior Ministry in Madrid. But Catalan's interior chief, Joaquim Forn, says his department and Catalan's police do not accept that decision. The regional government is pressing ahead with plans to hold a referendum, which will ask if Catalonia should be an independent country in the form of a republic. Spain's constitutional court has suspended the October 1st vote. Several pro-independence groups have called for widespread protests on Sunday in central Barcelona.
Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.